The city of Chelsea has been one of the hardest hit areas statewide during the coronavirus pandemic. The most recent state data show an 8% positive test rate for the past 2 weeks, which is nearly double the state average. But community organizers say the city and its communities of color have been left behind by the state's COVID vaccine distribution. That's why a few local organizations banded together to create their own vaccination site in Chelsea. They help serve those communities and convince more people to get their shots. To talk about this, we're joined now by Dini Polino. She's the chief operating officer of La Collaborativa, one of the local organizations behind the new site in Chelsea. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with us, Dini.
Of course. Thank you for having me, Bob.
So as I understand it, your organization is hosting this vaccine site in your building through a partnership with the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center. How did you get this up and running?
So we actually in partnership with East Boston Neighborhood Health Center, they have reached originally out to us to support the outreach effort across the city. And once we realized that they were going to actually rent a location a little bit farther from our local main streets, we started the conversation of giving them our space at 318 Broadway. So they will have open, more clean, more sanitized, and more centralized location for our residents to take advantage of this opportunity.
How many people have you been able to vaccinate so far? What's the demand like?
The clinicians have been able to vaccinate close to 300 elderly residents.
You've said the state is not doing enough to focus on communities of color and hard-hit areas like Chelsea in the vaccine rollout. Why do you say that? Do you have enough doses?
Well, I think that it's not about the dosage for us. It's that the fact that Black and Latinx community have been disproportionately affected by the vaccine. You know, we are 80% essential workers. These workers have been the ones that have packaged food, you know, fruits, to work on the taking care of the elderly and use mostly public transportation. What we're talking about, you know, the state has not done enough is the rollout does not support our neighborhood. You know, our families have not only been impacted by the virus, but have been impacted economically. In order for us to be able to get back to work in a healthy manner, they need to get that vaccine.
So have you heard from the state? Have you heard from state officials since you opened the site? Are you getting more support since the site opened?
Well, we are getting the support from vaccines, but once again, it's only for phase two. So you need to be 75 and older in order for you to get the vaccine. Imagine the amount of calls that we receive of people that are not 75, but that really wants to take advantage and get vaccinated in order for them to be safe and be able to get back to work. So this is why we have, you know, told the government, you cannot use a cookie cutter rollout for communities that have been drastically impacted by the virus. You need to look at, you know, the whole community and the population, the demographic, and have a different type of rollout. That does include people with underlying condition and the elderly, but also protect those essential workers that drastically need to be vaccinated to continue support the economy.
All of which makes me wonder if you think that you'll have all the resources you need to keep this site open as the vaccination process moves forward.
I believe that the state is cooperating and sending, you know, sufficient vaccination for our site. You know, so we are grateful that that's happening. But once again, we are continually advocating for the expansion of the vaccine to people that have been most affected by this, and that we want to make sure that, you know, the 7-12 members on the family that haven't been able to work and are afraid to get out and work because of the virus are able to get vaccinated so they can find a job, they can go back to work and support their family, put a food on the table, and pay their rent.
Dini Polino, Chief Operating Officer of La Collaborativa in Chelsea, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you so much.